sophisticate and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Apollo 11, this is Houston.
Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Affirmative, we request hydrogen and an oxygen fuel cell purge. Over.
Okay, status check, go, no go for LOI. Retro.
We'll go flight all the way.
Green light. Fido.
We're go flight.
Guidance.
We're go with no attitude.
Control. Telecom. GNC.
We're go with the one reminder remaining flight. On the jet select.
You got that, Captain.
Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are unwilling to postpone. And one we intend to win. And the others too.
This is Electronico.
This is L. Ron Exchilly.
We are Texas Radio Fish.
Hey folks, how about those nostalgic 20th century space sounds and audio clips?
Oh, they're great. I love them. I can remember when those space sounds weren't the big deal they used to be today.
Today is Friday, June 8th, 2312. What is the space news?
Today, while on his way to the South Asian Space Station to meet with Indian and Pakistani leaders over the outbreak of severe peace in the Kashmir region, President of the Americas, George Patton Bush V, had his space vehicle license revoked due to failure to stop and render aid to a disabled Iranian-owned transport operated by Virgin Space.
Sounds like George Patton Bush isn't stopping for the little people again. What a space cowboy.
How many presidents named Bush have we had since the 1980s?
16. Electronico, I bet you 1,000 American pesos and a raccoon sandwich that the Clintons thought that their family would have more presidencies after Secretary of Debt Clyde Clinton got the one American treaty signed in 2185.
Sorry, dude. I only bet Australian dollars. And I don't eat raccoon. Also in the news, seems the last 24 countries in the United Nations are preparing to activate their space station.
All the on-orbit assets are in place, except the waste management system is not functioning. The solid waste compression system is leaking. The UN says not to worry, there is no waste in space.
No waste in space, okay, so what's making the big stinky?
Well, my theory is it's those armadillo nachos.
Affirmative.
This just in, radical environmentalist Mahmoud Ali Lipkowitz states that the Don't Mine Mars movement will occupy Mars if the Mars Stewardship Committee issues more mining permits to Trans Korea. Occupy low Earth orbit is in the news again. Less than 0.01% of the Earth population travels in space. The other 99.99999% demand a fair access to at least low Earth orbit, or New Jersey. They say everyone should have a fair chance to occupy space.
Morale coordinator Jesse James Sharpton says volunteers are needed for a rally at the Guiana spaceport next February on Fat Tuesday. Reverend Jesse James says Mardi Gras beads will be thrown to all occupiers who show off their enthusiasm.
Make your reservations today. Free raccoon sandwich for everybody that gets in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Today's Space News Alert is brought to you by Space Debris Removal Incorporated.
Don't leave your disabled vehicle, derelict satellite, or junk in Earth orbit. Call Space Debris Removal. Don't leave your waste in space.
If one of the government or big corporate assets gets nicked, smashed, or moved off course due to your junk, they will put you in a trunk.
Promotional considerations provided by Virgin Space. Plan your next launch on Virgin. Now, back to our program. Space sounds of the 20th century.
Apollo 11's distance
go
is 167,007 nautical miles.
11, this is Green Houston. We're through with the uplink. You can go back to block.
unless you have some other traffic with us, I guess we'll bid you a good night and let you get some sleep.